Let's go to the business update now with Giles Bedford. Good morning, Giles.
Kia ora to you, Karen.
How did Wall Street end up over the weekend?
Modestly lowered. The non-farm payrolls, the jobs report for September, it was lower than expectations, 194,000 jobs created against expectations of around 300,000. Still, the jobless rate ticked down, and expectations are that the Federal Reserve will start tightening its policy this year. So the Dow Jones was fractionally lower, the S&P 500 0.2% down, the NASDAQ was 0.5% lower. Our NTOP 50 index starts this week at 13,086 after an 18-point dip on Friday. And the New Zealand dollar, 69.3 US cents, 94.9 Australian.
And your main business bulletin.
Well, we look at the government books that are due out tomorrow. They're expected to show that they were in better than expected shape going into the lockdowns. Of course, the extra financial headroom has been taken up by the government through COVID support measures. House price growth picks up a shade. Too few houses keep pushing up prices. And, of course, is there a ready-made travel card to allow regional travel? Well, one APEC official thinks so. We'll get to this one, as well as the latest from the markets, just after 10 to 7.
Nga mihi mo te rā, Giles Bickford with your business update.